A new report says the Tennessee Valley Authority made the correct decision to approve the closure of a coal-fired power plant in West Kentucky. As Lisa Autry of member station WKYU reports, the study warns potential investors about trying to resuscitate the Paradise fossil plant in Muhlenberg County.
The report is from the Institute for Energy Economics and Financial Analysis, based in Cleveland, Ohio. It outlines seven risk factors of keeping the plant open, including the operation and maintenance costs. Co-author David Slissel says the 50-year-old plant has surpassed its usefulness as a viable power and profit generator. He adds the concerns are not about coal, but economics.
I'd say the same if the cost of generating power was very high at a gas plant, or if the costs of renewables were very, very expensive. But they're not.
The TVA Board of Directors voted in February to close the Paradise plant, which would affect more than 100 workers. TVA spokesman Scott Brooks says the federal utility has received one proposal to purchase the plant, but there's still time for other investors to make a pitch. Otherwise, Paradise is slated for closure at the end of next year. In Bowling Green, I'm Lisa Autry.